It's a Pinky the Pig Show. Okay, it's me. It's Pinky the Pig. Time for the Pinky the Pig podcast show. Thank you to our listeners. And I'm here with my very good friend, Mildred the Cow, Mildred the Moo Cow.
Hi, Pinky. Did you have a nice weekend?
I had a great weekend, Mildred. How about you?
I did.
Yeah, yesterday, Sunday, we just chilled. We just relaxed. And Farmer Tommy, you know, and Lady Lynette, they work so hard.
I know they do.
Yeah, we have a great family and a great home and everything's great. And yesterday, Sunday, they didn't even have a project. They just chilled. They just relaxed.
Oh, that's excellent, Pinky. And you know what? That reminds me, it's a beautiful story I could read us about that.
Okay, yes, please.
Okay, Pinky, and this is an anonymous story.
Yes, I know. That means we do not know the author. We do not know who wrote it.
Correct. Okay, I'll read it. It's an old tale.
An old tale. T-A-L-E.
Correct. It's called The Week of Sundays. Once upon a time, there was a man named Bobby O'Brien who never did a stitch of work in his life unless he absolutely had to. Come now, Bobby, his friends used to say. What's so wrong with a little hard work? You'd think it was the Black Plague itself, the way you guard yourself against it. My friends, I have no more against work than the next man, Bobby would reply. In fact, nothing fascinates me more than work. I can sit here all day and watch it, if you'd only give me the chance. And of course, he was perfectly useless around the house. Aren't you ashamed of yourself now? His wife Katie moaned one afternoon. A fine example you're setting for the children. Do you want them to grow up to be lazy slugs also? It's Sunday, my dear, the day of rest, Bobby pointed out. Now why would you want me to be disturbing it? If you want my opinion, it's the only day out of the whole week worth getting out of bed for. The only problem with Sunday is that as soon as it's over, the rest of the week starts up again. Bobby was a great philosopher, having so much time on his hands. That very night, the whole family was sitting around the fire waiting for their soup to boil, when what should they hear but a tap, tap, tap on the window. Bobby strolled over and raised the sash, and into the room hopped a little man no bigger than a strutting rooster. I was just passing by, the wee man said, and smelled something good and strong, and thought I might have a bite to eat. You're welcome to have as much as you want, Bobby said, thinking that such a little man couldn't possibly hold more than a spoonful or two. So the tiny fellow sat down at the fireside, but no sooner had Katie given him a steaming bowl than he slurped it down and asked for another. Katie gave him seconds, and he swallowed that one faster than the first. She gave him thirds, and he drained the bowl almost before she had filled it up. What a little pig, Bobby thought to himself. He'll have all of our suppers before he's through. Still, I asked him in, and he is our guest, so we must hold our tongues. After five or six bowls, the little man smacked his lips and jumped off his stool. It's most kind you've been, he laughed. A more hospitable family I've never met. Now I must be on my way, but as way of thanks, I'll be more than happy to grant the next wish uttered aloud beneath this roof. And with that, he hopped through the window and vanished into the night. Well, everyone wanted to wish for something different. One child wanted a bag of sweets, and the other child wanted a box of toys. Katie thought a new bed would be nice, as the old one was showing signs of collapse. Bobby could name a dozen or so things he'd like to have right off the top of his head. Perhaps a new fishing pole or maybe a chocolate cake. We need more time to think it over, he declared. The trouble is, tomorrow's Monday morning, and there'll be work and chores to do, and they'll get in the way of our thinking. I wish we had a week of Sundays, and then we could take our time and figure it out.
Now you've done it, Katie cried. You've gone and wasted our only wish on a week of Sundays.
You might have wished for a few more brains in that thick head of yours before you opened your mouth for a wish like that.
Well, it's not such a bad wish, you know, said Bobby, who was just now realizing what he had done.
A week of Sundays will be a fine thing after all. I've been needing a little rest, and this will give me the chance.
Rest is the last thing you need, you lazy bag of bones, Katie moaned, hustling the children off to bed.
But the next morning when Bobby woke up to hear the church bells ringing, and he remembered he had 7 whole days before him of not a thing to do in the world, he decided he'd make the wisest of all possible wishes. He lolled around in bed all morning while Katie took the children to church, and it didn't bother him to rouse himself, and finally he smelled a nice plump chicken coming out of the oven for Sunday dinner.
What a remarkable event, he yawned and stretched as he sat down at the table.
King Solomon himself could never have wished for such a wonderful thing as a week of Sundays. And after he stuffed himself, he wandered outside and took a nap beneath his favorite tree. The next day he lay in bed all morning again and got up only when church was safely over. But the only thing that Katie put on the table was a few chicken bones left from the day before when Bobby had eaten the whole Sunday dinner. The next day was even worse. Bobby sat down with a roaring appetite, only to find porridge and potatoes gracing the table. "Now what kind of dinner is this?" he asked. "Have you forgotten what day of the week this is? Porridge and potatoes aren't fit for Sunday, my dear."
"And what else would you expect?" Katie cried. "How am I supposed to buy a new chicken with every shop in the village closed for 7 straight days? It's all that we have in the cupboard, so you better get used to it, my good man."
Well, the next morning, Bobby's stomach was growling so fiercely he couldn't help but getting out of bed a little earlier than his usual Sunday custom. He wandered around the kitchen a bit, checking here and there for a bite to eat, but he found only a loaf of stale bread in the pantry.
"You know, my dear," he said, "I've been thinking I need a bit of exercise. I believe I'll go out to the garden and dig a few potatoes for dinner."
"You'll do nothing of the sort," Katie snapped. "I won't have you digging potatoes on Sunday morning with the neighbors passing by on their ways to church. That won't do at all."
"But there's nothing in the house but bits of stale bread," Bobby cried.
"And who do you have to blame but yourself and your week of Sundays for that?" Katie asked.
The next day, Bobby was up at the crack of dawn, pacing back and forth across the house and drumming his fingers on every windowsill. The children followed him everywhere he went until the church bells began to ring, and then they started to cry and they whimpered to no end.
"What's wrong with these young ones?" Bobby whined. "Have all their manners gone and left them?" "And what do you expect after all?" Katie cried. "The poor little things have sat through every sermon this week, and now you've snored through the whole year. Their backs are sore from living in pews, and they've tossed every last penny they've been saving into the collection plate."
"They should be in school, that's where," Bobby declared.
"And who, may I ask, is to blame for that?" Katie inquired.
On the 6th Sunday, Bobby was so fidgety and bored, he decided to go to church with the rest of the family. Every head in the congregation swung around when he came through the door and crept up the aisle. "There's the man," the preacher cried from the pulpit. "Here's the rascal who kept me up every night this week, racking my poor brain for another new sermon. Here's the troublemaker who's ruined every last throat in the choir and almost worn the fingers off the poor organist. I guess you've come to survey your dirty work now, have you?" And when the service was over, Bobby found his neighbors lined up to greet him. "Well now," asked one, "did you stop and think of how we're doing to bring the harvest with so many Sundays getting in the way?
And how are the rest of us going to make a living having to keep our doors closed all week?" asked the butcher and the baker.
"And what about the washing and ironing and mending?" someone called. "Do you know how much is piled up for the next Monday, should it ever come again?"
And by the way, said the schoolmaster, have you been taking care of your children's lessons, or have they forgotten how to read and write by now? Bobby made his way home as fast as he could. Thank goodness there's only one Sunday left, he sighed, as soon as he was safe behind his own door. Any more would be dangerous to a man's health. That last Sunday was the longest day of Bobby O'Brien's life. The minutes passed like hours, and the hours stretched into eternities. Bobby twiddled his thumbs and stood on one foot and walked in circles and watched the clock. Is this thing broken? He cried, grabbing it from the mantle and shaking it till its insides rattled. You can't tell me that the time has ever dragged by so slow. When have you ever wanted a Sunday to end? Katie asked. Aren't you forgetting that tomorrow is Monday? Forgetting it? It's all I can think about, Bobby exclaimed. I've never in my life looked forward to any other day as much as this Monday morning. The shadow slowly crept across the lawn. The sun finally went down, and just as the first star popped into the sky, who should come rapping at the window but the same little man who visited 1 week ago? And how did you enjoy your wish? He asked Bobby. Not very much, I'm afraid, said Bobby. Really? Exclaimed the little man. Then you wouldn't want to trade another bite to eat for another week of Sundays?
For goodness sake, no, cried Bobby.
The only days of rest I want are the ones I've worked 6 days to earn. It took me all week to learn that lesson, and I won't be forgetting it anytime soon. So I'll thank you to be gone with your wishes, my friend.
And at that, the little man disappeared and was never seen again.
Oh, yeah, Mildred, that was creepy. Oh, man. Man, that Bobby guy learned his lesson, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Okay, Mildred, thank you. I'll talk to you tomorrow. I love you.
I love you.